Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over 300,000 jobs were added last month, thousands more than what was expected. But the unemployment rate did go up just a bit. Joining us now, CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money, sponsored by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. We've been asking you this question, I feel like, for months now. And how can you reconcile these two numbers? And do you think the unemployment numbers, a sign of things to come?
Well, you know, these are two separate surveys that the government conducts every single month. So that's why they sometimes, you know, feel like they diverge, and sometimes they ultimately do converge. So the first one is just going out to employers. Hey, how many jobs did you actually create during the month? As you said, 339,000 jobs. That's much bigger than the 180 or 200,000 that analysts had predicted. But then there's the household survey. So what's the household survey? I go to a household, I say, hey, you have a job? Are you actively looking for a job? Are you working part-time because you want to or because you can't get full-time jobs? So all of these are what we call self-reporting, right? You just ask people what has going on. Now, that second survey called the household survey is the one that determines the unemployment rate. Now, the unemployment rate rose from 3.4 to 3.7%, 0.3%. Now, we're still in a very tight range, and 3.7 is still a low rate. But I think that economists focused on that number because they said, wait a second. There were 440,000 people who said they were unemployed. The labor force got a little bit bigger. So it meant that together there was a drop in employment, and that pushed up the unemployment rate. So these numbers aren't that different. What it's really telling us is that the labor market still remains fairly strong. Things are changing, though, and that's the rate part of it. We are seeing more people report, hey, I just got laid off.
Thank you, Jill. That's CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us for Jill on Money.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.